Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. We're here today to discuss season 4, episode 5, Landline. And before we get into it, we'll pass the feeling stick around. Obviously, I should address that I'm a little bit sick right now, but I'm battling through for you guys. We didn't want to miss 2 weeks in a row, so I feel sick, but I'm excited to be here. Heather, do you have a feeling stick?
Feeling stick? Yes, I do. So in our last episode of our podcast, we said we were all going to say to someone for trues. So I said it to my neighbor, and he did not catch it. He was complaining about our postman, our mailman, and he's like going on and on. I'm all for trues. And then he just kept talking.
I got a few Instagram messages of people saying, I did for trues. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot. Joe, did you tell someone for trues, one of your employees?
No, I did not.
Lame. Was that all your feeling stick, Hebs?
No, I have one other feeling stick. It's so interesting. Okay, I think I've mentioned to you guys before that Joe likes and I like the show Jazz. And I was watching, I think it was last week's episode, and it's the parents' anniversary. And guess what the mom did? She went and got a glamour shot. What we were just making fun of.
Hope she doesn't listen.
You know, they were still around.
Joe, did you bring a feeling stick?
I didn't think glamour shots were around either.
But did you bring a feeling stick? It's okay if you did not.
No, I don't think I got one for this episode.
Okay, so the Netflix description of this episode is just when Jess cracks down on dating among school staff, she gets the hots for a new teacher. The gang has a new phone and Nick plays secretary. Joe Flix.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Hello? 1993 is calling.
Oh, I love it.
Nice.
See what he did there, calling.
I do see that. I'm going to vote for Joe Flix this time, Heather. We know you
Joe,
are.
Oh, you're so talented. I'm going to go with Joe Flix.
Guest stars from this episode include Julian Morris, who plays Ryan, who was Prince Philip on Once Upon a Time and also was in Pretty Little Liars. And I've had a crush on him for several years. So I was excited to see him in New Girl.
Is that the British guy?
Yes. Ryan. Ryan he's goes also, in you.
He's on This Is Us.
Who is he on This Is Us?
The guy Kate works with?
Nope. That's not definitely not him.
Oh, it's a different British guy?
Yeah, just because someone has an accent doesn't mean it's the same person.
I thought it did.
Different ages, different hair color, different faces. Moving on. We also have Aaron Hayes, who plays Ruth, who is in The Goldbergs, and Kevin Can Wait. So with that, we will jump into the episode, unless Heather wants to confuse some more British people. We open in the loft, where the principal calls Jess and says he hired a science teacher, but she loses her signal. And we see everyone running into Nick's room, standing on his bed because it's the only place their cell phones work. And he says, this is not a business center. This is my nap time.
Yes.
And Jess proposes something very crazy, which we see the next day is a new phone, a landline. And I think it's Coach who said, it's just like the movies.
Yeah.
And they forget to answer it.
So I'm just going to back up a little bit. I couldn't catch everything. I should have used closed caption. But when they were all having their individual phone conversations,
yeah,
what the bits and pieces were hilarious. I wish I could have heard it all. And then when Jess's boss calls, he's like, what's up, yo? And then she goes, what's up, son of a bitch?
Right.
Or SOB.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Is it hard to take you serious? Because all I can see is the top of your ponytail.
Oh, it's a bun.
So, so distracting. I forgot what you were saying. Because it looks like the scrunchie's talking. Anyway.
I look like a TV show bun heads.
Okay, so we're in the loft again, and Winston's remembering how smooth he used to be on the phone, and we get a classic Winston Nick flashback, which I love because of their hairstyle.
Love those.
And Schmidt says he's so reachable now because he has homework and cell phone numbers. And that's great timing because he's in the business man feature in the new Businessman magazine. And no one wants to drink and hang out with Nick. And that's when the school nurse calls on the landline. And we find out the coach has been sleeping with her. And Jess is like horrified.
Coach.
So we're in the office and she has coach and the nurse. And she says they need to fill out some forms if they're going to date. The nurse is incredibly not intelligent. We find out she's wearing, Jess says, it looks like your uniform is a child's costume or is a homing costume. She says, thanks, it is. A child's medium. Coach bought it for me.
She's wearing that at a school. And then coach said, I came to her because I had a cut and she didn't treat it. She goes, cuts are gross.
Yeah.
She's a nurse at a school.
And she's like, they are. That's when Rose comes in. And we find out that she slept with coach too. And the two girls start fighting. And Jess is just like, oh my gosh, this is completely out of hand. So Nick's at home and he's bored when the phone rings. And suddenly it rings more and more. And he gets really into taking messages and gives the guys beers when he gets home. And is like, hey, here's your messages. And they're in alphabetical order. He's being really weird about getting in their business. And Joe,
and he wants to cook them a chicken.
He wants to cook them a whole chicken. And this is a total Joe joke. When he's like, what I should have said about you getting a quote on a spoiler is, spoiler alert. And I was like, I didn't know Joe wrote for New Girl.
I like, well, the best line is, you gotta rewind it a little bit. And when the phone's all ringing and they're all saying who it's going to be, and Schmidt goes, pick it up. It could be Tanya from sixth grade.
I know, that was so weird. I'm surprised you heard that. Was that closed captioning?
Well, yeah. You got to watch it in closed captioning. That's where you catch all the little things. Okay? You can't hear when they talk over each other.
Oh, that's a good tip. I've never heard that before.
Nuances.
Yeah, nuances.
But it's kind of ingenious.
The comedic timing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ingenious that you can make an entire show around a rotary phone from, you know, back in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, at least 50% of the show.
One thing, tonight, it's going to be my first time. I'm going to use closed captioning when I watch Abbott Elementary because the jokes are too witty and too fast and I'm missing them.
That show is so cute.
It's a good point. I think it would have been better if they actually use the rotary dial phone, because the one they use is what they call the push button.
Yeah.
Remember the push button one?
Which is older than the
you probably can't get a rotary one that still works. The Maybe show's not that old.
Probably an antique shop or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. On sets, they save everything. They could have grabbed one from All in the Family. Yeah, you're right, Joe. Rotary would have been good.
I just love that at the time when Jess is like, I have an idea, that she wouldn't just go out and buy like a cordless phone.
Yeah.
Oh, a cordless. Yeah, that's true.
Something more of the time. So anyway,
well, I don't even know. I mean, who even has a home phone anymore? I don't know anybody with a home phone.
My parents
I don't have a home phone.
I know quite a few people.
That's probably the last generation is our parents, because I haven't had a home phone in about 20, 30 years.
Well, that's inaccurate as someone who was married to you not that long ago, but
no, I mean,
we had an ACN home phone.
Yeah, the video phone is the last really home phone I had.
Okay, in the interest of saving time, since we're on Zoom, I'm going to keep moving with the episode. Sorry, guys. So it's important to note that in this scene, a girl has been calling Winston. He says, I don't know, I'm probably going to dump her, just because he wants Nick to stop talking about it. So moving on. We're back at the school and coach is so mad because Jess has messed up the thing he had going. And there's a reference to what show, Heather?
Golden Girls.
Right. What does Jess say?
Oh, yeah. What are you, Blanche?
Yes.
or Joe.
That was funny. What are you, Blanche from Golden Girls?
This is the third episode that references Golden Girls.
So I apologize for all the times I told Heather to stop talking about Golden Girls because it has nothing to do with New Girl, but I stand by that she could do it less. I Anyways.
Yeah. You know what else, though? One of the good lines during that phone ringing was not only the one where they thought it was Tanya from sixth grade, but when Coach goes, "Where's the music go?"
Yeah.
What? Because all the kids download their music on their phones today. So he's like, "Where's the music go?"
Joe, is there any more lines you'd like to talk about from the opening scene before I move forward?
Well, these are all closed caption, secret menu kind of
items. No, I heard them too.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Moving on.
There's so one episode finally of Mom. Figured out
what?
There's one episode of Mom where she gives the kid a Polaroid camera and he's sitting there with it going, "Call Dad."
So Coach says that he figured out who he is at the school. He's, quote, "the guy who has sex with everyone." And she's like, "Be the guy who loves recycling. Everyone loves that guy." And she needs to have a meeting because people need to have boundaries. And right when she's lecturing him, the new science teacher comes out, Ryan Gosenyu, who's going to talk a little funny because he's British. And it's a horribly awkward exchange. And Coach can immediately tell she has a crush on him because who wouldn't have a crush on that guy? Am I right, Hevs?
Hevs? Yeah, he's on a lot of shows.
No, oh my God. This is the worst podcast ever.
You know what? I mixed him up. Anyway, never mind.
So I know you mixed him up with a guy who has an accent. So Nick has, and the way you said it with such confidence, like, he's also on This Is Us. I'm like, that's not real. Okay, so Nick sets up a three-way call in the middle of the day to update everybody on their messages. He said, "Winston, Judy called again, but don't worry, I told her you're over it." And he freaks out saying, "She's crazy. That bitch a Leo." And I was watching this with our son, Caden, because he was homesick too. And he laughed so hard at that part. And I was offended because I don't know if he remembers I'm a Leo or if he just thought it was funny because they said, bitch, I don't know. So then he tells Schmidt that the magazine called and needed a photo of him, but don't worry, he sent the most recent because that's just good marketing. And it's a terrible picture. And they hang up on him and he sings the song that he's a really good secretary. And it's just... a fiasco. Then we're on the phone with Jess Schmidt and Winston. They're like, "Hello, yo, 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 hello," for so long. And Schmidt goes, "Who is this?" Or Winston goes, "Who is this?"
That was so funny.
So like, hey, we got to do something about Nick. And that's the end of that scene. So now we're back at the school meeting where Jess is trying to tell everyone about appropriate touching. And if someone comes up and does something that you're uncomfortable with, you need to shut it down and make a sweeping gesture down. And Coach asks for a demonstration intentionally just to mess with her. But before we get into that full scene, we go back to the house and find out that the guys have purchased a good old classic answering machine. Now, this reminds me of Hebs, who I shared a room with. And since she was older, she got her own line because that was a thing. You have like multiple lines in your house. I didn't have my own line in our shared bedroom and I could only use it if she wasn't home. It's very complicated. And you would get like so upset. You'd be like, if it rings, just let the machine get it. You never wanted me to take a message. So I know how Nick feels.
I would put like Aerosmith songs on with me talking.
That is true. I didn't remember that part. So speaking of that, they're trying to record an outgoing message and Cece says, "Hello, you've reached the loft." But Schmidt says, "Will you not be happy until the whole world is aroused?" And you need to say it more deadpan. Yeah. And Nick comes out and he's like, he realizes he's been let go. And that new tech has taken over and he starts basically telling the plot of all these movies. And it's just basically a disaster. And we find out he's eating a bowl of jelly, which just seemed like something Joe would do.
Joe did that. Last year.
He did.
Yeah.
That's why I thought that.
He took a spoonful of peanut butter and dipped it in the jelly Aria marching
thing. Oh, Joe, yep. That's gross.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You missed the sandwich part.
Well, with no bread.
I'm going to move on.
Keto. What? That's when he did keto.
It's a keto?
So he couldn't have bread.
Because I was eating keto.
Oh, keto. Oh, God. Okay. Moving on. We're at the demonstration again, and Coach is like, I feel like it would help if Mr. Gozenyu, because the new guy went up there, because British guys love doing stuff. British guys doing stuff. And he says that he wants the Mr. Gozenyu to actually touch Jess. So he starts massaging her. No, he walks up and says, would you like a massage? And Coach goes, with that accent.
Coach.
And then instead of shutting it down, she's like, oh my goodness, making all these weird noises because she thinks he's so dreamy and he's massaging her. And then she finally goes, no, shut it down, and accidentally touches him in an inappropriate place twice. Yeah. And is like, I'm going to have you fill out some forms about this. What an embarrassing meeting as the vice principal.
Oh, I know.
That was a disaster from start to finish. So now we're back in the loft, and Nick is right. The technology's not working. The messages won't play. And Schmidt is mad as a dad in traffic, which is one of my all-time favorite Schmidt quotes. Nick's gloating. And this is, this part really, I mean, it ends cute. This part bothers me. He leans over to Winston. He's like, oh, the joke's on him. The people for the interview called and they want to do it today. I heard the message, but I'm not going to tell him.
What? Why would the people from the interview call that number?
And say, we want to do the interview today. We'll call back in a couple hours.
And he had sent in the picture.
I know.
It's, and that's like the kind of picture somebody posts of you on Facebook and you're furious.
Yes. So Winston's like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, I just miss you guys. And I didn't know what was going on with you. And the messages were a way to find that out. And then the phone rings and it's the interview people. So it flashes back to the concept of Winston being good on the phone. He has to pretend he's Schmidt. He's like, I need a soda, I need a straw, and I need to get horizontal.
Horizontal. He had three requirements.
And then Schmidt comes in while he's listening to on the phone, being all slick. And he's like, what book am I reading? And Nick's like, it's that one by Carson Daly. Oh, it's that Carson Daly joint. Which I would like to interject here that I've met Carson Daly at the VMAs and have a photo with him. And he's delightful. I didn't know he wrote a book.
The fine fox.
Yeah, he's handsome.
You don't mind me saying so. Also, though, I like when Winston says, there's not a lot of good white male role models.
And I say that as a white man.
And I say that as a white man.
And then the best part was he's like, did you know that my name is actually an acronym? Some can have money. I desire thoughtfulness. And then my son like died at that part. He wouldn't stop laughing. I couldn't even hear what happened next.
He did?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
So basically the interview goes amazing is the idea that we're getting. And Jess goes into Coach's room to apologize and says she's stepping back and repealing her policy when the nurse pops out of the bed. Oh, Coach, so skunky. We're back at school, and you can tell that Ryan is maybe about to ask Jess out because obviously he likes her too. And the principal interrupts them and says that these teachers are straight up hoes. And sometimes you just gotta let them follow their urges. But not us. We're administration, so we can't ever do that. And Jess looks so sad, and I'm so sad for her because I was sad because I thought, oh, he's so cute. But then as we see later, he's literally like made for her perfectly almost.
Yeah, that was sad. That, I mean, if the teachers can do it, I don't know why the principals can't.
Because that's sexual harassment because they're their bosses.
Oh, they're their bosses.
Their administration.
Do you really, if you're dating someone at work, have to sign forms?
Yeah, like I know a lot of people who have that at work.
Interesting.
I know. So the last scene is the loft where we see that Schmidt has been named the bad boy of marketing. And then Winston's girlfriend, I forget her name now, but the one who's leaving messages shows up with a boom box at the bottom
Stephanie.
Of the loft.
I think her name was Stephanie.
I thought it was Jenny.
Or Jackie.
Jackie, yeah. Yeah. And that's the show.
Wait. Was anyone, you know how the magazine was called Businessman? Did anybody else flash back to Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
No.
I love that movie where they go, we're business women. We're in business. And the cab driver's all, what kind of business are you in? And they're like, business.
Didn't they say they invented post-it notes?
Then when they got to the reunion, yeah. Love that flick.
Okay, so that brings us to Jess look. Joe, you always have a lot to say about fashion. What was your favorite Jess look?
She wore that blue dress with a black thing. That's all she wore that I saw.
No, she wore several outfits. Heather, favorite dress look? Heather?
Well, mine had to be, I liked everything actually. But mine had to be the one with the bow because it reminds me of my dog's sweater.
Nice. I was distracted from Jess's outfits by the most amazing hair episode. Giant fluffy curls for the first scene, adorable half up, half down for the second scene, curls again at the end. And I just thought it was almost back to first season hair, Jess. So that's all I focused on. Best dress was Jess's hair.
Okay.
Best dress character, I'm giving to Ryan Goes and Use sweaters because I thought they were adorable and his overall look, Kevs.
I just because it cracked me up, the children's medium nurse suit.
I almost put that too. Yeah, because that was a really good joke. Joe?
Yeah, I like the nurse's suit too.
Shocking.
When she's like, you bought it for me, just looks at Coach like it figures.
Okay, that brings us to favorite. Joe's laughing so hard. That brings us to favorite Schmidt moment. There's zero jar count as usual. Mine I've already said, which is mad as a dad in traffic, which is a meme I use a lot. And I don't know. It's just so relatable because dads get mad in traffic like Joe. So speaking of Joe, what was your favorite Schmidt moment?
I like the two lines. The first one with that, it could be Tanya from the sixth grade when the phone rings. And then he's like, I'm taking this machine back into 1993 and exchanging it.
I knew you'd like that when it's not working. And that was a good one.
Yeah. The Heather? Answer machine. Yeah.
For me, it was just that picture of him was so stupid.
Picture
the one Nixon in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like he would never take a bad picture. I don't think you could catch him off guard with a camera.
I know, that was so funny.
So that brings us to favorite funniest moment overall, which I'm going to give to the anytime Winston was on the phone. I love a flashback. And it was also funny how he had the deeper voice. He's like, I'll slow dance with so-and-so if you hold hands with Nick or whatever. It was just so funny. And Nick's like, tell her I'll make her a mixtape. and then them bringing it back and him doing Schmidt's interview, which is just so ridiculous. They're like, Nick said they're gonna cancel the whole thing if you do it right now. What magazine is this? It's terrible. Favorite funniest moment overall, Hebs?
Oh, well, you don't have to ask me mine.
Okay, Joe.
It's the when Jess says to Coach, are you Blanche from Golden Girls?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe.
I would say it's the part where, I don't know if it's the funniest, but it just sticks out to me when he's trying to get CeCe to record the message on the answer machine.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing? Are you trying to arouse the entire world? Oh, my God. A little flatter, please. A little flatter.
And I love how his comments make it on the final message, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to Honey Roast for the best character performance. Whatever prop, hair, makeup in this episode, I am giving to Ryan because I love when people have accents. I think he's so handsome and he's so cute, and I can't help but let the way I feel about him in more episodes bleed into my feelings about him. Now, there's actually a lot of debate on the Facebook group that we're part of. People bring up all the time, like, this guy was actually better for her than Nick, which we'll have to address down the road, but I'm not the only person who's such a big fan of him. Heather,
Herschel,
Honey Roast.
I did something really interesting.
You compliment yourself and say that.
I learned from Joe is that we can have an object be a honey roast.
That's true.
So mine goes to the turquoise phone landline, because not only is it a landline, it's turquoise. I mean, how much older school can you get?
Right.
But here's what I'm going to do to make it really interesting. I did a co-honey roast with another object from the 80s.
Ooh.
The boom box.
That the girl holds up. Right. Good call, so Heather. I did the
tie-in
That was interesting.
What?
That was interesting.
Yeah, and if anyone watches the show from the 80s that I watch.
The Goldbergs?
Goldbergs.
Which, ironically, the nurse is in. Or has been in. Funny. Yeah.
Every time there is anything goes wrong with a boyfriend or girlfriend, they do that.
It's a boombox, yeah.
And then finally at the end, or this season, Adam goes, haven't we outdone that?
Nice.
Because it takes place in the 80s.
I understand.
Yeah.
Joe, what is your Honey Roast Award?
Definitely the phone.
Definitely the phone. Okay.
Because it played a central part in many lives. And you know, it epitomizes, I mean, back in those days, right? I mean, when you called, and I don't know if that one had call waiting or anything like that, but when you called and left a message, that's how you got to hold people. There's no texting and, you know, all this way to Snapchat and all that other stuff like there was back then. That was the form of communication. And I love the post-it notes, because the post-it notes, everybody had those notes by their phone. You know,
or just wrap paper. Yeah.
Maybe not post-it notes, but like little stuff. I remember my mom used to cut up pieces of paper, you know, just to put by the phone. It was hilarious. And that's how you live. You live by those pieces of paper. When you got home, that's what you did. You checked those pieces of paper.
Yeah. I thought I was super cool when I got a cordless. I mean, that thing was always at my side. The problem is the battery span was about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And you had to go charge it.
Well, and we had in our kitchen, we had a corded phone like theirs, but it was one of the ones on the wall. And I remember it was long anyway, because it was designed to move around, but the cord got so stretched out because we would walk from like the dining room around the counter into the kitchen for a snack into the backyard for some privacy. Like, it was so long. It was so stupid. I tried to explain to Caden, we were watching like phones and stuff, but kids just don't understand because they don't, there's like, just use your cell phone.
And our phone was yellow.
It was yellow. I don't know if it was yellow or it had turned yellow. But anyways, that brings us to bears, which there are zero of in this episode that I caught, you guys.
I didn't see any.
No bears.
And that brings us to discussion questions, which I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say this one because we've just driven it into the ground, because we always talk about dating people you work with, since that's how Joe and I met. So that one's kind of off the table. That's all I could come up with. Heather, did you bring a discussion question?
Yeah, I have two. Okay, first of all, this, maybe I just don't, Nick works nights.
Right.
Right.
He doesn't sleep, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's my question. Wouldn't he be sleeping during the day?
I mean, not the whole day.
Well, if he's a bartender, then he works till 2 a.m., right?
Right.
Why would he be up that early in the morning?
Well, nothing indicated it was morning. It could have been like noon, you know. I mean, I see what you're saying, because he explained why he takes the messages is because he's home alone all day. But I just think like maybe he got so into taking messages, he started waking up because he was a secretary and he wanted to hang out with the guys. But nothing about their timeline has ever made sense. Schmidt's in suits on a weekend sometimes. Yeah. Jess is at school on a Sunday. They have breakfast that lasts for 5 hours. It's just like Friends. The day never adds up, in my opinion.
And didn't Nick at some point wear a headset?
No, he had ordered one.
Oh, he ordered.
That was the first message. Like, I'm calling about your headset inquiry, and I felt so bad for him. have I told the story about the time Joe gave me a headset for my birthday?
Oh, yeah, you told that. That was funny. So you could clean and talk on the phone.
Yeah, that's really what he said. That happened.
My second one is, have you ever had too much time on your hands? Like Nick in this episode.
Well, yeah, it's called COVID. All during COVID, I had too much time.
It's why we have this podcast.
I never felt like I had too much time on my hands ever. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. Literally.
Like, even in COVID, we were like so hanging out, going to the pool, doing fun stuff. I never felt like I had time on my hands.
I mean, I would say that's one of the times where I felt a little bit like, I mean, that's why we did this, because we had time. We took more walks. We went to the pool because we had time.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, Joe, do you have a discussion question? We're almost out of time.
You know, we kind of already talked about it. It was, you know, what was your, you know, childhood phones like? And you had the big long cords, right? They were like 10, 15 feet, and they're made to stretch. And I mean, they were pretty durable if you think about it, you know? I mean, yeah, the way they stretched. And, you know, because I remember the ones where you had to, you literally had to sit like 8 inches from the phone itself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There was no moving. You had to sit on the couch, and like someone else had to talk, they had to get on it. And then another, you know, and then they just got bigger and bigger, almost like the phone charging cords today. You know, the cords started out about 1 foot long, and then they went 2 feet. Now the kids can plug in 8 foot cords, and they're just everywhere.
I buy our son the smallest one specifically so he can't charge it and be on it at the same time. Oh, yeah. To make it difficult. Like, you can take a break. You know what I remember about phones, though, is when we first got the internet and you had like AOL Instant Messenger, you'd have to unplug your phone and plug the phone thing into the computer to get the internet. And I would want to be on it like all night. My parents would get so mad because then you wouldn't get your phone calls.
And it would be like,
shh. It made a lot of noise. Yeah.
That actually sounded like the ocean, but you know what I mean.
You're on fire for tonight's podcast, huh? All right, well, that concludes our discussion. We'll see you guys next week for season 4, episode 6. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be on Zoom again. All right, we will see you guys next week. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.